بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عن ابي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كل امتي يدخلون الجنة الا من ابى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من اطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد ابى. We are still in this chapter of the importance of following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one of the main points of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that they hold on to the sunnah very firmly. Modernists and other people very easily just discard the sunnah and they don't give importance to it. It is very important that we give complete importance and we follow the sunnah. In this hadith, the third hadith in the chapter, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my whole ummah will enter into Jannah, but only those people who deny. So the Sahaba asked, oh Allah's Rasul, who is it that will deny? Everyone will accept, who is it that will deny? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those who follow me, that is the sunnah, they are the ones who will enter Jannah. And those who disobey me, who don't follow my sunnah, they are the ones who have rejected, who have denied me and rejected me. So from here we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself equated the following of the sunnah as obedient and following Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and not following the sunnah of actually referring it to that a person is denying and is rejecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can see how important it is, and we should try and find various all the sunnahs that we can practice on from the time we get up in the morning, the whole day, when going to sleep at night. We should try and follow all the sunnahs in our dressing, etc., our eating. Commonly we sit on chairs and eat at the table. That is the full way of the kuffar. We should sit on the floor and we should try and make that our practice. And also then the sitting postures also should be according to sunnah. We shouldn't sit cross-legged unless for some reason, valid reason. Otherwise we should sit also like we sit in a tahiyyat position, etc. So every sunnah, when drinking water, everything, we should not take the glass in the left hand. And with the excuse that the glass will get dirty, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much, much more important and valuable than the cleanliness of the glass. We should give preference to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to the teachings of Islam, we believe that a disbeliever who rejects Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never enter Jannah. A person who rejects Allah or he rejects Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is understood he will not enter Jannah. On the other hand, a Muslim who does not reject Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam but disobeys them will not enter Jannah together with those who are pious and successful. Rather, his entry will be delayed. That is, he will either be delayed or he will have to go to Jahannam to pay for his sins first, and then he will be able to enter Jannah. And this also, we cannot take it lightly. In this world, we can't tolerate one matchstick flame. We can't even tolerate a fly buzzing around our nose or ear. Forget a mosquito bite or a wasp bite. How will we tolerate Jahannam? We think that, well, it will be for a little while and then we'll be out from there. It is not a case like that. Even just the thought of the fire of Jahannam is enough of a punishment for a person. Therefore, we should be very, very particular of trying to follow all the sunnahs. Where we falter, where there is our weakness, we feel we cannot manage, we should make tawbah istighfar, not justify ourselves. today, our namazes, there are those people who are justified to sit on chairs because of their health. They have knee problems or back problems, but other people, just seeing them with no real excuse, not a valid excuse, and we also sit on chairs, no more only for eating, but for namaz also, we sit on chairs. And this goes so much out of control that in some masjids there are actually benches made, just like in the church they have benches for the people, like that there are benches, permanent benches, for the people to sit on, and they make the namazes also now sitting on the chair. So we should be very particular, and where we allow a little deficiency, it doesn't remain that little, it becomes more, not by the day, but by the minute. It increases all the time. Then the worst thing that happens, we try and justify, and we prove ourselves right. Whereas the hallmark of a mu'min must be the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq that we learn the sunnah, practice upon them, and we bring them in our lives, in our homes. We teach our children also. How many of us, if the children are wearing kurta or something, then we find fault with that. But if they are wearing shirt and trouser, they are wearing the Western way of dressing, then that is acceptable to us. What a sad condition it is, a reflection of our condition. May Allah guide us to righteousness and bring the sunnahs in our lives. Wa afiru da'wana.